Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the opportunity to present my research, which centres around student engagement and humour in the context of outdoor education. Now, humour is something that is as individual as you and I. It's something we know when it's there and miss it when it's not. It's such an important feature that many of us would prefer to confess to being an England cricket team supporter before we would ever divulge that we're devoid of a sense of humour. So to investigate this, I undertook a number of case studies as students journeyed along the Great Ocean Walk. And as the slide portrays, the students had to carry heavy packs with a need for self-reliance, but they also got to enjoy some beautiful scenery and spend some quality time with each other. Now, this is a particular educational context, and one that is known for students to exhibit more interactions of caring than the traditional classroom setting. So that brings me to my next area of focus, which is that of student engagement, more specifically, emotional engagement. Now, we understand there to be three different types of engagement: cognitive, behavioural, and emotional. And whilst not standalone concepts, they need to be studied in isolation. So to do this, I had a number of case studies where I looked at the emotional engagement and the humour. Now, with regards to humour, there is a surprisingly large amount of academic discussion on this topic, but very little of this is in the educational context. Now, this is surprising when you consider that students consistently rate humour as one of the top 10 desirable attributes when they talk about teacher excellence. So, it seems that to share a joke is to form an alliance. And so this was borne out in the results of my findings. And so the students were mobilising humour for the establishment and maintenance of relationships. They were also using it as an individual factor in their own resilience, and they were using it as an alternative to what would be negative emotional responses to stressful situations. Now, an example of this is when one of the students walking 8Ks into a 12K walk fell over, she hit the ground and burst into fits of laughter. And when questioned, "What was going on there for you?" she said, "If I didn't laugh, I would cry." So it seems there's more going on in these critical incidents for the development of our young than we fully understand. So if, like me, you want to know more about how we can best engage our young, then, like me, you'll want to know more about what's going on in our educational context. Thank you.